You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on 99.5 Star FM.
And also this year, one that everyone's enjoyed, from kids to swinging adults alike, Twister.
Oh, Twister's so fun.
Into the Hall of Fame it goes, Amber.
As long as you don't dislocate shoulder.
Yeah, no, you want to avoid that. But yeah, if you're going to injure yourself on any board game, yeah, Twister would have to be in the top five, wouldn't it?
It's a really good way to bond with someone. It's a really good test of friendship, I think, if you've got your face in someone else's armpit and it's like, well, we're friends now.
Like I said, kids and swinging adults alike. There's a reason they made that out of vinyl. Wipes down easily.
Oh, so gross.
Amber, what age were you when you started earning money of your own?
Oh, okay.
First job.
14?
Yeah, I was about the same. I was stacking the drinks fridge at a cafe in Hopetoun.
I was sweeping the floor at Simplistic Hair Care in Moorbeen.
And we've both just gone into jobs where we use our brains so much more.
I know.
I'm just glad the pay rate's gone up a little bit. I think I was on about $5 an hour.
Oh,
stacking them fridges.
I used to earn like $25. I only worked on Saturdays, but it'd be like $25.
An hour?
No, oh, for the day.
God, I was going to say, it's more than I earn now. Good gracious. Amber, an 11-year-old, his name is Henry Patterson, I believe he's from the UK, he has started his own brand called Not Before Tea. He's selling lollies.
Oh.
And
he's selling lollies.
Oh, don't think it's too adorable yet. He's clearing $2,000 a week.
Oh, wow.
$2,000 a week? The kid's 11.
A little entrepreneur.
He's a genius. He's also gone on to, he's written a story, so his book is getting published. Book.
Kid's book. I was going to say, if he's written an autobiography by the time he's 11, he's got some living to do.
I would have tore him to shreds if that was the case. No, I'm completely on board with this. He's also getting into stationery, clothing, and other items within his Not Before Tea brand. It is considered one of the fastest-growing children's lifestyle labels in the UK.
Watch this space. In 10 years' time, he's going to be 21, obviously.
Well, yes, that's some good mathing there, Amber.
Thank you.
Funny you say that. He was named one to watch as the Great British Entrepreneur Awards of 2014. He's also launched his own YouTube channel. Oh, that's nothing. Anyone can do that.
Yesterday when I pulled out of my street.
Yes.
I've been in America, for those that don't know, last 3 weeks. Been in America. My friends and I did a legit road trip around California.
Yeah, you were on motorbikes, you rented a car for a while. Mm-hmm. You did quite a lot of ground travelling.
And it was my first time driving overseas.
It takes some concentration.
It's like writing with your left hand. Like, you can do it. It feels a bit strange. You're probably not very good at it, but you can do it.
It takes a lot of concentration. Like, you're on the wrong side of the car, you're on the wrong side of the road. Mm-hmm. Everything's just a bit off.
And the traffic's mental over there in LA.
Why? What'd you do when you pulled out of your street?
Yesterday when I pulled out of my street, I proceeded down the road on the wrong side.
Oh, wow. Oh, dear. How long for?
Probably for like 80 metres.
That's a fair while on the wrong side of the road.
And I was driving and I was like,
something's
I don't
wrong.
Know. Yeah, and I couldn't. The more I told myself that I was doing it right, I kind of convinced myself. I'm like, yeah, this is the right way. I'm going to the place in the, like, I've got my directions right.
I'm just picturing you, like, going, looking around the car. It's like, yes, 10 and 2, seatbelts on, tunes pumping. Everything seems to be in order.
It felt a bit funny.
Mirror check. No, we're good.
Look over my shoulder.
Oh, my God, there's a car coming on the wrong side of the, oh, it's me on the wrong side of the road.
So, it was in a pretty suburban street.
Yeah, no, so there's only just like heaps of kids and families around. I've been pretty vocal about people who play certain games. Like, you know, you'll get the requests on Facebook to play Farmville or what's the one you were playing that you were cheating on?
Candy Crush.
Candy Crush, my God. I would honestly judge the hell out of the people that these games seem to be taking over their lives.
Well, I never sent you, like, Facebook invites to help me. I mean, I was a legend at Candy Crush.
It was a little bit hard to get you to concentrate on work every now and then, though.
What are you doing on your iPad right now?
Amber, while you're away, I got full addicted to SimCity. Like,
excuse me, what?
Yeah. Like, want to see my city over here?
Not really.
See, okay, here it is. It's all nice and 3D. Look at all these big buildings. That's a lot of hours work right there.
Guys, this is on his iPad.
Yep.
Mid-show.
Oh, yeah.
So here I am thinking that, like, giving you the benefit of the doubt, thinking that maybe you bought your iPad in and you wrote some notes on it or you... using it
Sim
for work.
City. It's the sort of thing that is horrible for someone like me because I'm such a people pleaser. Right now, they're 94% happy. That's pretty good.
It's pretty
someone
good.
Like me is going, yeah, I needed that.
So you're 95% happy because yes. they're 94% happy.
Basically, so yeah, so if I'm single, unemployed and homeless in a month or two, blame Sim City. That is seriously what's going on right now.
I have a problem.
Okay.
With my neighbour. Who I've never had a problem with before.
Okay, do you know your neighbours at all?
No.
Okay, that's cool.
On one side, not this side.
Okay.
The neighbours that I'm talking
about. So you got some beef going on.
Well, and I know I can't really be annoyed about it.
Why not?
But my neighbour plays the most horrendous music.
Okay, yeah.
It's offensive to me. I'm sure he likes it.
Yeah, well, obviously, if he's playing it.
But I don't. Can I show you what he's been playing?
Okay.
All day, every day, since Sunday morning at 8 a.m.
Okay. Oh, that's horrible.
And it's not even, so Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe, and that was a techno-y one, wasn't
it? It's like a dubstep Cotton Eye Joe.
What year is it?
I don't know.
And what pongs, Cotton Eye Joe.
Totally.
So he's just been playing it loud. I mean, I could probably get... I don't think I'm too loud, but I mean, I'll turn a movie up every now and then that people probably think there's some explosions happening inside my house.
And you know what? 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock in the afternoon isn't like, I can't like make a noise complaint or anything like that.
It's in the middle of the day.
It's just really annoying. And it's like every day, all day.
Every day, all day, Cotton Eye Joe playing. I mean, that is pretty annoying, but I mean, again, what have you done about this? Have you...
No, nothing, because I can't.
Why not?
Because it's not like he's not... It's not like in... It's not late at night. It's not... I don't know.
So you're a big wet sock. That's all I'm hearing right now.
This if guy, you had to listen to this...
This guy is enjoying this music in the comfort of his home.
And I'm letting him do it. But yeah. I am venting to you, my friends.
But you've also made a few plans about how you can... What are your thoughts?
Be honest. I also think that he's playing it from his car. Like,
that's different.
His driveway's right next to my bedroom.
That's very, very different. Playing it from inside your house and playing it from your car and your drive... That's just weird.
It's weird,
Does he not have a CD player in his house?
I don't know.
Doesn't have an iPod dock.
And it's not like I've been living in this house for a while.
Yeah.
And it's only just started. It's like he knew I was coming back from holidays. And he's like, oh, Amber's going to be jet lagged. 8 a.m. Sunday morning. Let's crank some banjo techno. Yeah.
Who doesn't love a hillbilly dubstep?
Oh, man.
So what are you going to do about this?
I have had some thoughts.
Okay, bring it.
Some violent thoughts.
But here's the thing. Have you not knocked on the door and said... Man, that's pretty annoying. I know it's the middle of the day, but...
I don't want to be annoying.
All right, well...
So I'm tolerating it.
Well, you're not. You're on the radio whinging about it to all of Sunraysia. That's not tolerating it.
Like, it's just super annoying.
It is.
And, like, I just don't want to listen to it for one day.
Well, and you've got to go knock on the door then. Or put a brick through the window.
I thought about that several times.
This is amazing because I can't believe that anyone fell for this. Birmingham, England, they advertised they were going to have a silent fireworks display at the Botanical Gardens. Perfect for the kiddies, they said, as it's silent. Amber, have you ever experienced silent fireworks?
No.
Me neither.
Only like a video when the computer was on mute. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that's basically the only way you can experience silent fireworks, far as I know.
The dogs of the neighbourhood were like, hell yeah! I love fireworks, I hate the noise.
Advertised as a fireworks display with a little bit of a difference, with no bangers or loud noises. Ideal for the little ones. But parents sent messages to the attraction's Twitter account claiming the noises left children distressed. Oh God, they're weak in Birmingham.
Fireworks left children distressed.
Oh, bright lights, loud noises.
Pretty things.
Oh, bright lights and loud noises. Could have been great, one parent said, but they weren't silent. Cue 200 crying toddlers. What happened? do you reckon the organisers were just like, how can we get people to go to this fireworks display?
Lie to them. That's how.
Let's lie to them. Let's tell them it's going to be silent. And then we'll just point and laugh when it's like, did you guys really think this was going to be silent? It's explosions in the air.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a war movie? No silent explosions. There's bangs. I think this is fantastic. Very disappointed that the advertised silent fireworks were far from silent. My frightened two-year-old, who I would never have taken to a normal display, did not appreciate them. Amber, I'm a bit hot and cold on Jennifer Lawrence at times. You know I am. Like, I used to be a massive fan of her, and then she decided that her shtick was going to be to fall over at every red carpet event so she could be wacky and relatable.
I don't think she, like, threw herself on the floor at every event.
If it was a once-off, I would have gone, that's unfortunate.
So what about when I trip over, you're like, oh, Amber, stop showing off to the zero people that are here.
Well, you've got zero people there. She's doing it when she's walking up to get an Oscar.
Yeah. Accidentally. What? One of the biggest moments in her career, and she just decides
to
throw
herself. Do
you
want me to call you out for being a little attention seeker? Because I'll do it.
All right, get on with your story.
The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2 is out this month, Amber, and she was... I know. God, I'm excited. I still love her as an actress. As a person, I'm cooling on her. She was at the red carpet for the opening of it, and she crept up behind her co-star, Natalie Dormer. I'm not sure who she is, but she's crept up behind her to just give her a kiss on the cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Dormer has turned her head at the inopportune moment, and Jennifer Lawrence has... giving her one right on the lips. This is like an awkward auntie moment, isn't it? We're like, oh, God, she's a mouth kisser. Well, I just want to kiss her on the side of the cheek. You're like aiming for like the back of her neck because you're like, she can't turn that far to get me, you wouldn't think. Oh. She always finds a way, though.
Don't suppose you'd be kissing many people at events, but like...
Not usually.
You know, when you go to an event and it's like you'll do a handshake and a kiss and a hug and you're like, whoa, that was like a... That was a triple banger.
Yeah,
banger.
No, you're just not quite sure. You're like, oh, God, do I grope him on the bum as well? What are we doing here? Pauline Hanson is in the news.
Oh, thank God.
She was on a new Channel 9 show called The Verdict, and they were debating the push to legalise recreational marijuana.
I wonder what The Verdict was.
I'm not sure. I didn't see it. But I wish I did, because the former One Nation and pretty noted racist revealed that she has tried the illegal drug three times in her
three
life.
Three times?
Yes. I will admit that when I was younger, I tried marijuana three times. I was spaced out of my head. Direct quote, I was spaced out of my head.
You're spaced out of your head right now, Pauline Hanson.
If you put me in a car and I had to drive, well... She trails off there. I imagine she was blazed at the time. This is so good. She then goes on that she was against full prohibition on cannabis, but condemned the use of illicit drugs purely for recreational purposes. So she's saying that basically that marijuana does have its place in the medicinal field.
Yes.
Which I definitely have to agree with.
Was this a debate about medicinal or recreational marijuana?
I'd say they both came up just quietly.
Yeah.
She suggested, this is my favourite part, after admitting having used marijuana three times in her life, she suggested teens should be able to find enjoyment in simple, sober ways, like hitting up the beach and the movies like she used to. Direct quote, we were high on life. No, you weren't. You were high on weed. You just admitted it three times.
Billos, we've heard of the man bun, yeah?
Yeah, I'm a bit iffy on this one.
But is it because you relate the man bun to hipsters and, you know, hipsters are a bit annoying with their, like, vegan demands?
Yeah,
and...
a little bit. I just don't find them overly appealing. Like, I look at them, I'm like, I don't quite get what you're doing. Your hair's not quite long enough for a ponytail. You just want it on the top. Is that what's happening here? What? It's not like your hair's in your eyes. Let's be honest. It's not that long.
Okay, so you can now buy... clip-on man buns.
You cannot.
You can. And they're not for Halloween, because that's been and gone. Get over it.
Just in case you wanted to go as a hipster to Halloween.
You can get them in all different colours, so depending on the colour of your hair.
But why?
Well, in case you can't grow them. in case, actual head of hair. And
in case you're sitting there going, oh, I'm such a tosser, but no one actually recognises how big a tool I am.
So
how can I get that across without going up to every individual on the street and saying, hey, I'm a giant tool?
The best part is they're only $9.99. Am I selling this to you?
I don't even know if that's overpriced or underpriced. I think that's underpriced. I think that if you want to look like a tool, you should have to pay through the nose.
And, I mean, they look great. Have a look at this picture.
Oh, my God. They are massive.
They're pretty hideous. Now, I don't have a problem with man buns, okay?
If you grew it, more power to you. As in, that's fine.
If you've got long hair and it's a 42-degree day like we often get here in Sunraysia, chuck it up in a bun. That's I've got heaps of hair. I feel your pain.
Like, and I don't want to think that this is me extending this to, like, girls getting hair extensions. They can look great. And I know that, Amber, you love how long your hair's getting and getting a fake man bun put on is just pathetic. You know what's easier? Just get I'm a tool tattooed on your forehead. That'll be a real time saver. You won't have to do your man bun every morning.
So you're not going to get one?
No! Amber, I was watching the project last night and they had a bloke on there called Jared Talent. Now, he is an Australian Olympian, an Olympic medal winner in the walk.
I wish my last name was Talent.
Yeah, at least you'd have some talent then.
It would make so much sense.
Got a real good zinger in on you just then. Jared Talent, silver medalist. He's campaigning at the moment because the bloke who won gold in the walk in his category at the last Olympics.
What is the walk? Sorry. What is that?
It's like, I mean, when it's like slow running, Emma.
No, I know. So they walk.
Have you never seen this event?
Is it like when they get weird little...
The whole hip wiggle? Yeah. That's the walk.
Okay.
So the bloke who won the gold, the Russians knew he was a drug cheat leading up to the Olympics and he never should have been allowed to compete. So Jared Talent is currently campaigning. It's like, that's my gold medal.
Totally.
I should be winning that.
Yes.
It got me thinking about a time in high school. It was year 12.
Here we go.
I was at the inter-school athletics, Amber.
Equal to the Olympics.
Basically the same. This is pretty much the same story.
Okay.
I had killed at Hopeton, of course.
Totally.
Because
there were seven people at the school.
Hey, do not take this away
from
me.
Sorry, Hopeton people.
Yeah, so there were seven people there. I got to the inter-school sports. We used to go against Rainbow and I think it was Birchip.
So then there was 16 people at the inter-school sports.
Pretty much. And I was athletic back in the day. Not anymore. I could win some events, not others. But every year I'd get pipped for the championship by one bloke from Rainbow. He'd beat me in the 100 metres by like 30 centimetres. Okay. And it was just enough that it was just killing me.
But it was like every year you're like, yep, I'm going to get him this year. Yep.
Every year he beat me. Year 12 rolls around. He gets an apprenticeship at the local bakery. I could basically walk this one. I've got this in the bag. My own mother, who was a teacher at Rainbow, she denies this to this day. This is how it happened. My own mother brought him back to compete in the inter-school athletic sports, despite the fact she knew that he was probably going to beat me again and again screw me out of this championship.
And the fact that he didn't even go to school anymore.
I'm like, Mom, he's not at school anymore. He's a baker. Nah, he hasn't technically started yet.
He's a baker.
I'm like, you are the worst, Mum. Just let you know that what we're going to talk about now is science. It's very serious, and it is no word of a lie.
We try to make this a fun show, Billows. Why are you going to get all serious?
Amber, the smell of flatulence has been revealed to help stave off cancer, strokes, heart attacks, and dementia, scientists have revealed.
So not the act of farts, the smell of farts. Flatulence.
Farting is making us... Excuse you, Amber. The smell of farts is... Oh, good gracious. Is good for you. That was... This is going to be hard to get through.
I'm so embarrassed.
That was ridiculously long, Amber. Hydrogen sulfide is the... is one of the number of potent smelly gases produced by bacteria as it breaks down food in the... It's so juvenile. It's toxic in large doses, but in tiny amounts, it helps protect cells and fight illness, according to researchers at Exeter University. If this is true...
I did not listen to a thing you just said.
If this is true, my girlfriend's going to live to 130, that's for sure. Yeah, but yesterday my day was ruined on Facebook when a friend of mine had a baby.
Okay.
Wait for it. Big day, obviously. They're happy as hell. Congratulations to the new parents.
Yeah.
But I happened to be sitting at my laptop when they made the announcement, and I wrote on there, congratulations. Awesome news. First comment, number one. Billows was there, finger on the pulse.
Good for you.
Except every time I went to Facebook after that, you know, you're sitting there watching TV and you look down, oh, notification. Oh, someone else commented on that post. Look, wait for 1 minute. Oh, notification. Someone else. This went on all freaking day because obviously it's massive news. Everyone's congratulating them and I just happened to be freaking first.
2015's problems.
Oh, my God, it totally is.
Problems of the modern day man.
And recently my phone didn't update and now notifications actually vibrate in my pocket as well. So even when I left my laptop, it was still haunting me, this goddamn kid.
You know what you can do? And it's very common.
Walk away from the screen?
No, well, that is probably a good option. But
yeah,
you
but
can,
I wasn't going to do it.
You can choose to turn off notifications for that post. Did you know that?
I did not. This would have been information that would have been useful yesterday.
Amber and Billows.